It's been a pretty busy month here at Venture English. We've been working a lot of extra hours. I guess we're tired, but it's a lot of fun starting a new project. Yesterday, a coworker asked me, "Do you think we'll have to overwork again tonight?" I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Sure, I've been working overtime a lot lately, but I try never to overwork. What is the difference between these two words? Well, actually, they have quite different meanings. Overtime is simply the hours you work in addition to your regular day or week. For example, if you work a standard 8-hour day and then work 2 hours overtime, you work a 10-hour day. I know, pretty simple, of course. But sometimes in that situation, people use the word overwork instead of overtime. Overwork has a different meaning, a much more serious meaning. If you overwork, you actually work too much. You are working till you're too tired or even too sick to continue. Oh, I know. If you work too much overtime, then you really overwork. But of course, overwork is not healthy, so try to avoid it. In many cases, when English learners say overwork, they mean work overtime. For example, we would say, "I worked 3 hours overtime last night."
Oh no!
But we wouldn't say, "I did 3 hours overwork last night." We sometimes call overtime OT, and we use verbs like put in or pull. As in, "I put in 3 hours OT last night." Or, "I'm going to have to pull a couple hours OT tonight." So remember, if you work extra hours in a day or week, it's overtime. And overwork is working so hard you become exhausted. Try not to overwork. Your English is going to sound better. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been 3-Minute English.